It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. For a few weeks now, we've been talking about the fall art season, and now it feels like everything is starting to happen. Nobody can cover it all, but here to help sort out some choice options for the week ahead is WNYC culture and arts editor Steve Smith. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Steve, you don't have to sleep. You can go to all these events and tell us what to do, right?
Absolutely. I never do sleep.
Okay, well, perfect. Well, we're seeing a lot of new exhibitions at galleries and museums opening up right now. Where should we get started?
Well, there's a really good concentration of shows that just opened this week, and if you'd like to see a pretty good range of sophisticated and engaging contemporary art with maximum efficiency, you might want to consider spending a day with the Hauser and Wirth Galleries. In the past few days, they've opened four shows, well worth seeing, each featuring the work of a significant contemporary woman artist. In Hauser and Wirth's Chelsea space, which is at 542 West 22nd Street, three very different shows have just opened. The one that's likely to demand the most attention is called Demented Words, and that one highlights the familiar and popular text-based works of Jenny Holzer. But in the same gallery, there's also a gorgeous show of paintings by Christina Quarle. It's her first solo show in New York City with the gallery, in fact, and a show called Al Rio, which is an especially timely exhibition of really melancholy black and white photos that Zoe Leonard took along the border separating the United States and Mexico.
Okay, so all of these shows are happening at the Hauser and Wirth Gallery spaces on West 22nd Street, and there's another show happening uptown?
That's right. All three floors of the original Hauser and Wirth Townhouse Gallery at 3 East 69th Street are currently occupied now by a show that surveys work made by Lorna Simpson. She's a Brooklyn-born photographer and media artist who makes collages and juxtapositions of images and text. She poses timely and provocative questions about race and gender and history, but don't get the sense that it's a really didactic show. Lorna Simpson, 1985 to 92, is an illuminating exhibition, but it's also, frankly, just a really, really beautiful one. Lots of really, really impressive images that'll just grip your eye and keep you staring. The Lorna Simpson show is open through October 22nd. The other shows we mentioned are on through October 29th. The galleries are all open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And for details, you can visit hauserwirth.com.
Okay, and now from the Upper East Side and visual art, we turn to Brooklyn and music.
That's right. This weekend marks the return of Afropunk, which is happening for the first time since 2019. The festival starts today at noon at Commodore Barry Park in Fort Greene. Tonight's headliners are The Roots, who probably need no introduction, the legendary Philadelphia hip-hop crew, and tomorrow's big attraction is Nigerian superstar Burna Boy. Let's hear a little bit of his performance from April of this year when he became the first ever African musician to sell out Madison Square Garden.
To go out for the result, not to discuss, cause I think we might vote and doubt and doubt. I'm a me happy adult, and I'm confused.
Well, The Roots and Burna Boy, this event is clearly a big deal.
Absolutely. Now, Afropunk was originally sparked by a 2003 documentary film that examined punk culture among black communities. The first festival happened in Brooklyn in 2005, but it has grown to massive proportions. There are festivals across the country and around the world now. Coming up early next year, they're going to have their first ever collaboration with Lincoln Center. And in addition to the big acts we named, there are other influential acts like Earl Sweatshirt and Freddie Gibbs. There are also buzz acts like Tierra Whack and Pink Sifu. And beyond music, the festival celebrates culture, fashion, wellness, and social justice. It's a really, really big deal, and it's great, frankly, to see it back in action. You can find ticket information at afropunk.com.
Okay, so that's Afropunk Brooklyn happening today and tomorrow in Commodore Barry Park in Fort Greene. But Steve, I understand you have one more concert on your agenda.
That's right. I am personally looking very much forward to seeing the iconic British art rock band Roxy Music at Madison Square Garden this Monday night. Brian Ferry, Andy McKee, Phil Manzanera, and Paul Thompson, along with a slate of supporting players, are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, and St. Vincent is opening. No small deal right there.
Great combination.
Yeah, it's going to be a grand affair, and tickets are still available, probably because it's a Monday night, but go ahead and celebrate. Let your hair down.
Even on a Monday night.
That's right.
For more information on the events we just mentioned, you can go to WNYC.org. Steve Smith is WNYC's culture and arts editor. Thanks again, Steve.
Thank you, David.
And let's hear a little bit of Roxy music to finish up here, Steve. This was recorded at the 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. This is a performance of Editions of You, so this gives you a pretty good example of what they're going to sound like on Monday.
Well, I'm here looking through an old picture frame, just waiting for the perfect view. I hope something special will step into my life. Another fine edition of you. A pin of gun and change of blue. Sometimes you find a yearning for a quiet life. The country air and all of its joy. But that just couldn't compensate it twice the price. For just another night of the boys. Oh yeah. And boys will be boys, will be boys alone. They say love's a gamble, hard to win, easy lose. And while some shines, you better make hay. So if life is your table and fate is the wheel, then let the chips roll where they may. In modern times, the modern way.
Da 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 da.